Incredible.
Okay, Rabosai, good afternoon. Welcome to today's segment of Judaism. What I want to talk with you about today are some specific cases of Chol HaShiyesh Bo Sakana. Im Yirtzeh Hashem, the plan is to talk about Chol HaShiyesh Bo Sakana today and some of the mista'ef, some of the related issues that come up. And then I want to spend a day or so talking about mechush ba'alma, cases when you're not allowed to even take medicine, versus a chol she'ein bo sakana, and what are the kulas that apply. Part of the conversation, of course, is going to be that in-between category, which may or may not really exist, called sakanas eiver. So let's begin. Simen shin chaf ches. If katan af in the Magen Avraham. Remember, I haven't gotten to this Magen Avraham. It says in Shulchan Aruch that if you have a chayla she'in, if you chayla she'yesh bo sakana, ha'azaris harizah meshubach, ha'shoel harizah shochach davin. Right, we have this din, right? If you're quick, then it's meshubach. If you ask questions, it's shofech. Damim, yesterday we pointed out that's the basis of the Taz, who says that Dafka a Yisrael should be Mechal Shabbos, not a Goy, because that way you're teaching the din to everybody. Right? That was the Pshat in the Taz. So the end of the Magen Avraham, Sif Katan Aleph, he writes that Kadachas in Bo Sakana. Fever is not Sakana. Fever is not Sakana. However, in Shulchan Aruch, Se'if Zayin, it says that Yimachal Shabbos al Kol Maka Shenasis Machmas Barizel. Any injury because of metal. Today we have stuff called tetanus shots. No, metal could cause an injury that would potentially lead to tetanus, which could be life threatening. Yimachal Shabbos, any maka machmas barzel. Yimachal Shabbos on shchin b'fi hatabas. Yimachal Shabbos on simta. What is simta? Simta is called plokiner, which is something or another. I don't know. And yimachal Shabbos on kadachas chan b'yoyzer. Yimachal Shabbos on very high fever, etc. So the mechaber says, on yimachal Shabbos on very high fever. So obviously, what the Magen Avraham says, when not Mechal Shabbos on fever, means I'm not Mechal Shabbos on fever unless it is very high.
So when they took her temperature at YU, they're only checking for a very high temperature?
So when they take your temperature at YU, they are probably shooting into the air. Like, I don't know. Again, like, to get into the building, you know, I don't know exactly what the rationale for that was, but we're on the same page on this one. Now, Yimachal Shabbos on very high fever. That's the din. Now, what does this mean? So in the Tshuvas of Igris Moshe that I give you, Reb Moshe Feinstein writes in his Tshuvas in Chelek Aleph, Simon Kufchav Tes. This is a tshuva written to a fellow Rabbi Aaron Jacobs. And he wants to know, how hot does it have to be Mechal al Shabbos? So Moshe says, Ein bazeh davar barur, but it doesn't have to be barur, because even Safik Bekoach Nefesh, or Mechal al Shabbos. Stam b'nei Adam choshishin when it's karav l'midas meya ushnayim shulchan b'yoser. But Moshe writes that when we say kadach aschan b'yoser, that means 102 Fahrenheit. If it's 101, you could also be Mechal Shabbos. If you're a kid, so then even lower than that. Even if it's 100, you're Mechal Shabbos. Sof davar, right? You're going to be Mechal Shabbos all these temperatures. Moreover, Nir Lofi Nistati Borer, אם דחום בא ממחלה שבריאה או ממחלה שער איברים פנימיים, it's a מכה של חולה או מחלה שבס אם it's a חום קטן. זאת ומיישה. If you know the guy has some internal injury, his liver isn't operating, isn't functioning properly or the like, that's called a מכה של חולה. That's שולחן ערך סעיף ה' and שולחן ערך סעיף דלת, excuse me, no matter what, and therefore you have some infection inside the body, even if it's a very low grade fever. That's what Moshe writes. Our conversation, Sefer Moshe, is a kadacha shehu betzinun ba'alma. Our conversation is when you have a cold, a common cold. You have a fever because of the common cold. So Zecht Reb Moshe, if that's the case, you're Machal Shabbos for 102 degrees Fahrenheit of fever. Comes along the Tzitz Eliezer.
Do you take the temperature on Shabbos?
So apparently you take your temperature on Shabbos. That's fine. Taking temperature is doing an Isser D'Rabbanon. Can you do an Isser D'Rabbanon? You're at least a Chayla She'in Bo Sakona. If you have to take the temperature. What?
And you're doing it
b'yadayim. You're doing it b'yadayim, so you should try to do it b'shinoi. Okay. And this is Rabban b'shinoi for Chol HaShem Bo Sakon is going to be okay. That's what it says in Sif Yud Zayin. Yeah.
Did Rabban say that 101 also?
If a guy feels 101, he wants you to be Mechal HaShabbos, you're Mechal HaShabbos also. That's 102, you definitely are Mechal HaShabbos, whether or not the guy wants it. 101 if the guy says, I want it.
Based on
Reb Moshe. That's what he says. Okay. But he's talking about a fever that comes from a common cold. That's what he writes. Comes along the Tzitz Eliezer. Right? And he writes, oh, if you feel the cold in your nose or in the neck, then it's considered makas shel chol. And you're also Mechal Shabbos.
It's not and, cold.
Huh?
Isn't that all colds?
But Moshe says, you're Mechal Shabbos for a cold. A cold might have to have a fever. But let's be honest, many colds have a fever. Now, the Tzitz Eliezer was the posek in the Shaare Tzedek Hospital. And he used to give shiurim to the doctors in Shaare Tzedek Hospital. So in Shuvos Tzitz Eliezer, Chelek Chesem and Tesvav Perek Zayin, he writes, if someone has a machala regila, like a cold, so even if you have a fever, you're not going to be mechal Shabbos. And this is what the doctors told me. Kulam pe'echad, im novo lahatir Shabbos, mishum chushasha kizos. Right? A common cold could technically lead to some sort of potential pekuach nefesh situation. A common cold could develop into a pneumonia, and the pneumonia could end up developing into whatever. So it could be it's haschola of a cholish yish b'sakona. So the Tzitz Eliezer writes, I gave a shiur about this. The doctor said, pe'echot, if you're going to be machal Shabbos because of this teshash, so then you cannot going to have to be machal Shabbos in all the cases. I said, well, kishamarti lohem, שמחבר אחד מגדולי מחברי זמננו. דייתו להתי לחל השבס כשיש אדם חום בקרוב למאו שניים. And if the guy is nervous, even חום בקרוב מאו ואחד, based on the cold, or by a tinok, even חום of מאו, even if the חום is from a צינון, so the doctors laughed. The Tzitz Eliezer Tainas, the doctor said, come on, you can be Mechal Shabbos for a cold? You know, Mechal Shabbos for a cold, even a cold with a fever, you're practically going to be Mechal Shabbos in all cases. If you have a temperature of 102, you have a cold. There's no cure for a cold. No cold, no cure that we know of. There's around 100 different various flus types of symptom, flu types of airborne, whatever, that can cause the cold. It happens that I was talking to someone over Shabbos, and the guy is still wearing his mask. And they ask him, are you not vaccinated? He's like a 70-year-old man. Says, no, of course I'm vaccinated. So I'm like, why are you wearing a mask? He's like, you should know, I did not get a common cold all year. The people in Japan and China, they wear their masks all the time. They don't get colds. Why should I not wear a mask and risk getting a cold? It's not crazy. It's not crazy. The mask, which we hate, but the mask does prevent one from getting a common cold. Now, Reb Moshe says a common cold with a temperature, chayla sheyesh b'sakana. Since Eliezer says you have a common cold with a fever, take Motrin. Right? Take Tylenol. Take something to break the fever. You're not going to cure the disease. There's no cure for the common cold. But you'll treat the symptoms. And b'rvos hayamim, over time, it's going to cure it. Now, l'cha'ora, Reb Moshe is absolutely wrong, no? We know a cold is not a suffix sakana. We know a cold is not suffix sakana. So, right, even the doctors in Shari Tzedek told the Tzitz Eliezer that if you're worried about preventative and your concern is azai vait, so far that even for a cold, kemat yikmi mechal Shabbos for everything. Like, everything is a choloshesh b'sakana. You're throwing out all of Shin Chof Ches. So that's basically their argument.
You're throwing out choloshein b'sakana.
Right. I mean, the cold is like paradigmatic choloshein b'sakana. Sometimes it might even be a mechosh. You could have a cold with a temperature.
It has to be a fever, right?
A cold with a fever. Well, or if it's a cold that you feel in your throat. Like, then it becomes, right, what's it called? Right, then becomes something that you feel on the chalal haguf, makash ocholol, if you have a chest cold, yom chalal Shabbos. Like, come on. Right, that's the Tzitz Eliezer's taina. So, what's the story? So it happens, the Gemara talks about fevers. The Gemara, Yeshiva's on Pesachim this year. Hai ishta tzemirta. If you have a, right, you have a fever. So the Gemara says, or let's go slowly. The Gemara says that Ma'abar of Ashi, right, he put guharki de orla on his daughter. He put some orla fruit food, which is asar bahana'a, on his daughter. The Gemara says, how are you allowed to do this? Right, it's asar bahana'a. So the Gemara answers, well, it's ishtat samirta, it's a high fever, which is like a chayla sheyesh b'sakana. And for chayla sheyesh b'sakana, it's okay. Second approach in the Gemara is that the ishta tzemirta is not necessarily a cholish yish basakana, but midi derech hanota vidna. What I did is I took the orla fruit and I put it on, I rubbed it on the guy's body. That's shalai kederech. And iser hano shalai kederech is going to be mutter. So there seem to be two lashonos in the Gemara there in Pesachim Chafhei as to whether ishta tzemirta, whether a fever is cholish yish b'sakana. Says some of the Achrayim that it could be that for Chilul Shabbos, I treat ishta tzemirta like cholish yish b'sakana, because Chilul Shabbos, you have to be nervous, suffik b'kuach nefesh. But maybe for the guharki d'orla, which is like treating symptoms, maybe we're not going to be meiko unless it's mamash yish b'sakana. In other words, and that's or shalol kederach, etc. It could be that the reason why we are mekel over here is because we treat like a suffik b'kuach nefesh. The Gemara says ishta tzemirta is vade b'kuach nefesh, but that's only one lashon in the Gemara. It could be that we have to contend with both lashonas in the Gemara. That's the Gemara. But since this concept of ishta tzemirta, since this concept of high fever appears in the Gemara, comes along Rabbi Bodner in his Sefer, page 107, and he says, I'm going to defend Reb Moshe. The Tzitz Eliezer is Tama Olav. He asked many doctors, Mumchim, V'kulam hispal'uma od, V'amru pe'echad, that by a cold with a fever, there's no sakana. Olafi ani astaiti, Rabbi Bodner writes, Divrei ha'igros Moshe, berurim unechonim. Disvira leila igris Moshe shem yesh machlokes bein harofim v'chachmei haTalmud. You have a machlokes between doctors and unza heilige gemura. A machlokes between the doctors and shas. Suichem lochosh lo devei chachmei haTalmud. And since the Gemara says there's something called ishta tzemirta, which is sakonis nefashais, and it's chum biyoser. So Rav Moshe is just defining Ishta Tzemirta in the Gemara 102, end of conversation. So what Rabbi Bodner is saying is that although the doctors who were all going to the Tzitz Eliezer's Shir said there's no suffix sakana, but who cares about the doctors? Maryland Shasun Pleiskim Shulchan Aruch. We don't learn doctors. Right? Yeshiva University no longer has a medical school affiliated with it. Right? We don't do that. That's what Rabbi Bodner says. This gentleman is a very dangerous svara. This svara that Rabbi Bodner says, Nirlefi ani astaiti, is mamash, mamash, misukan. Or you could say, to say that you follow Shas against the doctors is really, really problematic. So, right, do you follow the medicine, Gemaras, and Gittin? Right, the Kolos are in Gittin this year. So, face, I have this particular disease, so I burn this type of thing, and I put it over
water and cut a chicken and nips and put it on your head.
Right, we don't do that. It's mamish dangerous. I don't understand how we could write this svara with a straight face. Let me give you some examples. In Shulchan Aruch over here, Sif Vav, Maka Sha'al Gav Hayad V'Gav HaRegel. Right? That means you cut your hand. You cut your hand. Maka Al Gav Hayad V'Gav HaRegel. You cut your hand or your foot. Hareza kimakach shalcholol and yemachal shabbos. Makach shal gav hayad, gav haregel or machal shabbos. Does anyone do that? If you get a, you need a band-aid on your finger. You're going to call hatzala? You give me machal shabbos because you cut your hand? I do this all the time. I happen not to be so good at cutting challah. Like ma'isim b'choyim. Whatever, I have to practice. I have to go to challah cutting school. But you get this happens all the time. You machal Shabbos? Very difficult. Mamish, very difficult. It happens that the Mishnah Brura, by the way, when he talks about fever that's Cham B'Yoser, he tells you what he means. It's if cutting your test. He says, Hu Hanikra Typhus. Typhus, right? T-Y-P-H-U-S is really, really Cholash Yesh B'Sakana. But just any high fever L'Cha'ira is not Cholash Yesh B'Sakana. That's the Pashtus. No one is Mechal Shabbos on a makash al gabe hayad. In the tshuvas of the Rav Vosner, Chelech HaSimin Ayin Beis, I forgot what it's called, Rav Vosner's tshuvas, Chelech HaSimin Ayin Beis, he asks the kasha, how come no one's mechal on Shabbos when you cut your hand on Shabbos? He answers, because it's not a suffix sakana for us, because the doctor said it's okay, and we listen to the doctors. Like, this should not be so complicated. But it's not so pashut, actually. There is a whole school of thought that we do not listen to the doctors that seems to get some traction on the page in Shulchan Aruch. Look in the Prima Godim on this Taz. Remember, the Taz says that a high fever, you're Mechal Shabbos, right? He quotes Shulchan Aruch, a high fever, you're Mechal Shabbos. He gives some term for the high fever, etc. Zok the Prima Godin. Af Shaharofe Omrim She'ein Sarech, Ein Shaimim Lahem. Kemoshe Kasa B'Shas, Me'inyan sapidna. Like the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says about sapidna. Many of the Gemaras about Pekuach Nefesh and Shabbos are found in Avodah Zarah Chav Ches. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, any of you planning on becoming dentists? No. Okay. Yes, I gave a bechina for a guy getting into smicha who tells me he wants to be a dentist. I'm like, why are you going to smicha? You want to be a dentist? So it's like, oh, I want to learn. Like, okay, sure, good. That's important, awesome. So, is dentistry chalal Shabbos? The Gemara says makasho chalal, anything inside yimachalal Shabbos. What about kachi v'shini mao? Let's say you have a tooth. Yimachalal Shabbos for a tooth. Right, what's considered makasho chalal? What's considered inside? Is inside, inside is the tooth inside because my lips cover my teeth, no? It's a suffik in the Gemara. Zuck the Gemara. That it's a suffik. The Gemara says, aye, but there's something called sapidna, and they're a machalo Shabbos with sapidna. So zuck the Gemara, shiny sapidna, because it's maschil in the mouth, and it ends up going down to the lave. It's this type of disease. The Bach says it's a type of disease that, like, the gums are mamish bleeding, and the more stuff you pour in the gums, the more it begins to bleed. And therefore, your machalo Shabbos on the tzapitna. Now, it's interesting that the Beis Yosef does not, or Shulchan Aruch, does not quote the din of tzapitna at all. And if you go through the tour, the Acharonim were bothered by the kasha. How come you don't quote tzapitna? So I'll tell you why you don't quote tzapitna. You know why you don't quote tzapitna? A, I don't know what it is. And B, whatever it is, the doctors are saying it's not cholash yesh b'sakana. But the Prima Godim is saying that sapidna is cholash yesh b'sakana. And even though the doctors say that it's not, who listens to doctors? Toira nishtmada. One year in the Purim Shpia, Rabbi Tani Cohen and I put on a song that we sang at Rav Schechter's house. Like we quoted some old Talmud of the Rav, who said that he remembers the Rav on Simchas Torah singing Teirel Madet Meye. Right, that was the Purim Shpia that we put on many, many years ago. We disagree with the doctors. As I stand prima godim, we ignore them. The Bach says tzapidna, we're mechal Shabbos. But the Prima Godim says, no, we're not, because the doctors say it's not dangerous. Mr. Reis, shalom uvracha.
I'm wondering if you could be mechal, getting back to the Taz I think you quoted before, that maybe all he was getting at was that maybe, like, the wording you said, I mean, I didn't see it inside, but you said, like, if a doctor tells you that that a high fever isn't a problem. Like, maybe that's because, like, it's common knowledge that high fever is so you don't listen to, like, just the doctor in your locale when everyone knows, like, this is an issue.
Again, I'm not 100% sure what you're saying. Are you saying that there's a difference between common knowledge and one particular doctor?
Yeah.
So if it's common knowledge, that's not cholish yesh bo sakana, I'll listen to it. But if it's just one particular doctor, then I don't listen to it.
Well, I don't know if you'd say lekula. I mean, in terms of like pikoch nevesh, and the Taz's case that you quoted, I think, was that we do violate Shabbos, even though the doctor says it's
the
not.
The Taz says I violate Shabbos, just like it says in the Gemara about Sapidna. Again, the Prima Godim is saying the Pshat and the Taz. The Prima Godim is saying the Pshat and the Taz. I'm Mechal Shabbos. I disagree with the Rofem. Afshar Rofei Ochola Omer She'en Sarach Ein Shomem Lahem. So you're saying that we don't listen to this one doctor. But yeah. I'll read on another line in the Prima Godim. Next line in the Prima Godim. Sheker Oimrim Haroifim Me'achash Abigomara Omru D'yesh Bo Sakana. Sheker umrim harofim. Translate those words for me, Mr.
The doctors speak falsehood.
Okay. Right. So doctors speak falsehood. They are lying. This is, to me, a very dangerous idea. Very dangerous. Now, there are cases, in other words, there are some who would say that maybe I listen to the doctors. If the doctor says something is a chayla sheyesh bo sakon, even though it's not in shas, but I'm not going to listen to the doctors and say it's in bo sakona when something isn't shas. In other words, I'm going to be mechal al Shabbos all the time in both directions. It's possible. So it's possible that's not so dangerous. But if I take this line of sheker omrim harofim very seriously, so I end up in really dangerous situations. One of the major sources of this is a discussion about mitzitza. The Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Lamed Gimel, tells me that if someone does mila and is not motzeitz, right? Mitzitza means like you suck out the blood or you suction out the blood. So mavir naisa, you remove the mile. There's some sort of issue with mitzitza. Either I'm worried that there's orla kavusha, that there's a little bit of foreskin that is hiding, or it's a sakana, not to be motzeitz. The mainstream approach in poskim is that mitzitza is because it's a sakana. Comes along the Tiferes Yisrael on Mishnayos. This is not something that came up 10 years ago when it became scandalous in the Orthodox community. Right? This was like a big issue 10 years ago. The Tiferes Yisrael Mishnayos already notes in Perek Yotes of Shabbos, Mishnah Beis. Tiferes Yisrael says, Bizmanenu, the Rofim say, Adarabah, there is a sakana if you are motzeitz. It's not that if you don't do mitzitza, that it's a sakana. If you do mitzitza, it's a sakana. Because if you do mitzitza, he writes, just like if you suction liquid out of a cup, it keeps on coming and coming and coming. But if you're going to suction the blood out, it's going to keep on coming and coming and coming, and the baby could die. So the Tiferes Yisrael is bothered by this. So the Tiferes Yisrael has a suggestion. He says, do a tiny, tiny bit to be yotze mitzitza, but not do enough suction, right? And that's his suggestion. But basically, the point that he's saying is, we're not going to listen to Chazal if it's dangerous. And I think this is the mainstream approach among Yahadus. We are not Mechal al Shabbos on the stuff that it says in the Gemara if we know it's not dangerous. If something we know is dangerous, even though the Gemara says to do it, we won't do it. Certainly in our yeshiva, we are not into the mitzitza b'peh, right, with this whole concern of the herpes. Yes, only four babies died, right? But to say it that way, it's mamesh shemu shamayim. Only four babies died? Four Yiddish and the Shamas died, right? Aye, what about mitzitza, the mitzvah to do mitzitza? So there are ways of doing it, like the Pharisee Yisrael says, in the way that there's no possible infection, that you could do mitzitza with a sponge, you could do mitzitza with a tube. There are ways of doing it that you avoid possible infection, even though we're not doing a mitzvah. Even though the Zohar says that mitzitza is mamash a chelak of the mitzvah of mila, and if you don't do mitzitza, etc. So let's just go slowly. Sapidna is one of the cases in the Gemara. Right? It begins in the teeth, it ends up in the heart. The Gemara has a few other cases of a disease that begins somewhere and leads somewhere else. The Gemara says that you're mechal al Shabbos for ayin shemarda. If you have this is all in avodah zarah chafches. You have an eye that begins to ayin shemarda. Your eye. What's his name in Harry Potter? One-eyed. One of the teachers of the dark arts in Harry Potter. You know what I'm talking about? Like in book five. No? One-eyed Moody. Right? No one here knows Harry Potter, Rabosa.
Mad-eyed Moody.
Mad-eyed Moody. Thank you. Mad-eyed Moody. Right? So that's Ayin Shemarda. Your eye goes mad. So the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Chaf Ches, thank you. And at least there's one Jew here who knows the sugya.
Yeah, we did it right, Harry Potter in Yiddish.
Or... there is Harry Potter in Yiddish. That's correct. That's the raya that it's mamish. I don't know what shtus, but the point is. The point is that the Gemara says, "I am mechal Shabbos va'ayin shamarida." Because shuraiki de'ena b'libatalia, because there are some strings in the eye that connect to the heart. Chevra, did any of you take high school bio? Elementary school bio? Nursery bio? You took nursery school bio? No, you didn't. High school, elementary school? Are there any strings in the back of your eye that connect to your heart? Does it exist? Anatomy. No, it doesn't exist. So what does it mean that ayin shamarda were mechal al Shabbos? Right? Now, I'm not sure what it means. I want to talk about that in a few moments separately. The Gemara says I'm mechal al Shabbos. Right? Not Pashat. Not Pashat to understand the Gemara. If I take the Gemara seriously, I'm mechal al Shabbos, even bisman azef, ayin shamarda. Now, one thing I see, though, from both of these Gemaras, both the Gemara Tzapidna and the Gemara of Ayin Shemarda, is that Chayla Shigesh Bul Sakana means I have a condition now that can spread. I might not paskin like these Gemaras in the sense of I might reject Tzapidna, the Mechaber doesn't even quote Tzapidna. Ayin Shemarda, right? Maybe we assume we follow the doctors, Bismana Zed doesn't apply. But the Yisod of the Gemara is certainly true. The Yisod of the Gemara that when I have a condition that can spread, right? So that's already considered Chol HaSheyesh B'Sakana. That's clear from those Gemaras. Sapidna, you have some gum infection. The Gemara says it can spread. We know it doesn't spread. But Medina the Gemara, I see that when I have a condition that can spread, it's already Chol HaSheyesh B'Sakana. Right? I think that, again, like this is relevant, you know, again, Baruch Hashem, we're getting out of COVID. But when someone had COVID, so potentially it's Chol HaSheyesh B'Sakana, no? Certainly at the beginning of it, before we knew how to treat it or how to stabilize it, Chol HaSheyesh B'Sakana mamash. It could spread, it could get worse. The pashtus is, we listen to doctors. The question as to whether we listen to doctors or not, in some ways, is like not a question, and for two reasons. The Rambam is quoted by his son, Reb Avram ben Osha HaRambam, that when, like you quoted the Gemara in Gittin before, about all of these, like, who knows what, right?
Break the bloodletter shard.
Huh?
Break the bloodletter shard, and then you...
Yeah, like all of these cases in the Gemara and Gittin, like Misha Chazal Kadaikis, like what's going on over there? But the Rambam quotes from his, the Rabbi Avraham ben Osha Rambam quotes from his father that sometimes Chazal speak as Chazal, and sometimes Chazal speak as doctors. I have to listen to the Chachomim when they are speaking as Chachomim. When they are speaking as doctors, they're giving us the best medical knowledge that they had, but Mir Vesen Besser Heint. Right? We know better today. Our medicine is preferred. We have double-blind studies. We have tests, etc. That's one approach. That the Chachamim were just wrong when they spoke as doctors. The Bali HaTaisis don't use this approach. The Bali HaTaisis in many places in Shas. Let's take a Gemara in Moed Katan Yud Aleph. The Gemara Moed Katan Yud Aleph says that a fish is the best for you right before it is mamish rotten. Kavra samach when misruche mali, the best time to eat a fish is right before it stinks geferlach. So Zaktaisvis, bizman hazeh, tofsim sakana lamechol samach wasei rachon. Bizman hazeh, that eating a fish samach wasei rachon we consider dangerous. It's not healthy, it's dangerous. So Tosfos writes in like a million places in Shas, Nishtanu HaTvaim. Nishtanu HaTvaim means that it used to be good for you, now Teva changed. The Rambam never uses that yisayt. The Rambam says that sometimes Chazal are speaking as doctors. Bali Atais assume that we always have to listen to Chazal, but science changed. But B'Kitzar Ma'asa, we should not listen to doctors, right? B'Kitzar Ma'asa, I don't think any mainstream halachic authority would say what Rabbi Bodner writes over here. I think what he writes over here is actually very dangerous. But what's the dindo in that case of ayin shamarida, of the eye that goes bad, mad eye moody, ayin machalo Shabbos, right? So we know that there are no strings in the back of the eye that connect to the heart. So it's not mamir sakonas nefashis. But it might be sakonas aver, no? If I have a detached cornea, so apparently a detached cornea, if you don't fix it within 24 hours, you can go permanently blind. That's called sakonas aver. Sakonas aver is in Shulchan Aruch, in Se'if Yud Zayin, we say that unlike a cholesh ein boi sakana, that you're supposed to do isurim derabonon with a shinui, but a sakonas aver, you can do an isur derabonon without a shinui. That's the mainstream approach. There are some achrenim who say that you can do an isur derabonon without a shinui even for a cholesh ein boi sakana, but even according to those who require a shinui to do an iser derabbanan by a chola she'en bo sakana, by sakonas aver, Shulchan Aruch says, you could do an iser derabbanan without a shinui. Now, the pashtus though is that we could be more megal, va'afareshet sichati. On that gemara in Avodah Zarah daf chav ches, about ayin shemarida, the Me'iri writes that ayin shemarida is not sakonas aver, it is mamish pekuach nefesh. The Gemara says ayin shemarida is pekuach nefesh because it is totally in the heart, because the eye is connected to the heart. The Me'iri writes, no, the eye isn't really connected to the heart. Everybody knows that, but it's sakonas aver, and when Mechal Shabbos was sakonas aver, the fact that you could go blind, and the fact that you could lose your eyesight entirely, sakonas aver, machal Shabbos. There's a Tosfos in Sukkah Daf Chaf Vav that says a machal Shabbos is sakonas aver. The Rashash, however, points out that that's not the correct Girsa in Tosfos. And if you look in the Tosfos HaRosh there in Sukkah Chaf Vav, we're not machal Shabbos and sakonas aver. But there was a group of Rishonim, I have that Me'iri, who says we're machal Shabbos and sakonas aver. I have in Tshuvas, the approach of Tshuvas among German poskim was that they were Mechal Shabbos on Sakonas Eiver. The Tshuva the Melamed L'Cho'el, Chelak Beis, Simin Lamed Beis, even though Shulchan Aruch and the Tor say that we're not Mechal Shabbos on Sakonas Eiver, even though they say that for Sakonas Aver, we only do an Isser Drabbanon, but without a Shinui. Nonetheless, the Melamed L'Hayo quotes that the Urzarua quotes the Ravya, and there's a whole school of Rishonim that we are Mechal Shabbos Sakonas Aver. And therefore, since I have the Me'iri, I have many Rishonim saying we are Mechal Shabbos Sakonas Aver, and I have a Gemara that says that Ayin Shemarida is potentially Sakonas Nefashis. So I would say, Azoi, even though the doctors tell me it's not Sakonas Nefashis, but Behitz Taref, that there are Rishayin, we know it's Sakonas Aver. And Behitz Taref, that there are Rishayin that are Mechal Shabbos Min HaTayre, even for Sakonas Aver. So therefore, right, I'll combine a Gemara against the doctors with those Rishonim who say that Sakonas Aver, we're Mechal Shabbos, I mean, Mechal Shabbos on Ayin Shemarida. That seems to be a normal din. It's also relevant. Some of the Tzitzel Yezer is like the king of medical health. Reb Asher Weiss is now the posek of Shari Tzedek Hospital. The Tzitzel Yezer was the posek in his time. Tzitzel Yazir writes, you know, sometimes becoming blind could be mamar sakonis nefashis. Blind people are much more likely to trip and die, have serious thing. Okay. The Tzitz Eliezer does quote some of the Acharonim who say that maybe when the Gemara says Ayin Shemurda or Mechal Shabbos, it means that the eyeball falls out, not that you just have a detached cornea. I think if you see someone whose eyeball falls out, that's already...
It's quite a sight.
It's quite not... Well, it depends. It's a sight for the guy who's watching. The guy whose eyeball fell out, his stomach, it's not much of a sight. But I would say that we could be mitztaref the sakana, even though Shulchan Aruch holds sakonas eiver, we're not, it's not pekuach nefesh, but I would say that we can be mitztaref that it is pekuach nefesh, together with the fact that the Gemara says befevish, in this case it's pekuach nefesh, so then we'll do it. That seems to be what I think the halacha is. Again, the Prima Godem over here who says that we disregard the doctors, and we're Mechal Shabbos on Sapidna, and the Bach who says Mechal Shabbos on Sapidna, it seems to me that the doctors say Beferish, it's not Pekuach Nefesh, we're not going to be Mechal Shabbos, but if I have a Gemara, right, also, and a Sakonas Ever Cheshbin, so I could put those two together. That's what I think should emerge Bahalacha. Okay, Chefer, any questions or comments? Hi, Benny.
Going back to the Tzitz Eliezer from before, the doctors laughed at him and he suggested to do Tylenol and Motrin to break it through.
Yeah.
Is that being Mechal Shabbos?
No. Again, I'm talking about I have Tylenol at home. Am I going to go to a store to get Tylenol and carry the Tylenol through Rishus Harabim? No. But I'm allowed to take medicine if I'm a Chol HaShem Bo Sakana. Right. In other words, if I have 102 fever, I'm a chol hashem bo sakana. I'm allowed to take medicine. Yisrael Shem will talk about this tomorrow and the next day. When can't you take medicine? When can you take medicine? But you're a chol hashem bo sakana if you have a cold with a fever. If I have a fever and I have an internal injury, I'm a chol Shabbos for sure. Right. I have appendicitis. Right. That's already with a fever, I'm a chol Shabbos. If I have fever that you don't know what it's from, you don't have a cold, you just have a high fever, so then you have to worry that there's a potential staph infection or whatever that you might have inside, then you can be Mechal Shabbos. But if you have the type of fever, and every doctor on the planet says, this is not Chilul Shabbos Ebola, right? So then you're not Mechal Shabbos on it. Remisha is mamish difficult. I'd rather just say that Remisha is shver than to say what Rabbi Bodner says, that Rav Moshe feels you follow the Gemara against the doctors. I find that approach to be over the top. That's my basic theory of life today. Okay.
Is Gav Yad, Gav Regel front, like the top of the hand?
I think it's the top of the hand. But we're not going to be Mechal Shabbos. No one is Mechal Shabbos if you cut your hand. Nobody, right? Would Rav Moshe say Mechal Shabbos? I find that like, again, so I think the pashtus is that dinam of Chilul Shabbos, doctors, Hatzalah people know what they're doing, right? They should answer. First of all, a Rav should give Shi'urim, and part of the Rav Shi'urim should be listen to the doctors. The Hatzalah shows up, and Hatzalah says, oh, you cut the back of your hand, put on a Band-Aids. The guys just say, Shulchan Aruch, and Chavres, Evav, take me to the hospital. So Hatzalah should say, get lost. Or, like we'd say in Yiddish, Gei Fife and Ashvatz and Yam. Right? Like, dude, get out of here. Right? Matzah cup in
the...
Matzah cup in air, Dviat Sibyl. Right? Put your head like an onion. You should put your head in the dirt. That's an old Yiddish curse. Matzah v'yatzibo and kop and dred. Right, that's what you do. Okay, gentlemen. Yiddish curse.
What if he doesn't want to put on the band-aid?
He doesn't want to put on the band-aid because it's tofer. Right, I hear that. Yeah, whatever. Okay, gentlemen. Have a great day. We should have a mincha.